Psalm 65, When Silence Becomes Praise. Psalm 65 begins with a line so rich that translators wrestle with it, "Praise awaits you." In the New International Version, may be rendered more literally, "To you, silence is praise." The Hebrew word dumia means stillness, hush, silence. That is a startling thought. After the noisy malice of Psalm 64, whispers, plots, sharpened tongues, Psalm 65 opens with the only sound left when God has the last word, holy quiet. This is not empty silence, it is the silence of guilt answered. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Vyasunit 3. Notice the surprise. Sin is first described as stronger than us, but never stronger than God. The psalm does not say we climbed out of our moral flood. It says God covered it. The Hebrew is temple language, atonement, cleansing, removal. Then comes one of the great sentences of grace. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near. 4. Even our nearness to God is not an achievement, it is a gift. Calvin was right to linger here. No one strolls into God's courts by native right. We are brought. Then the psalm widens suddenly. The God of Zion is the hope of all the ends of the earth. Vat 5. He stills the roaring of the seas and the tumult of the peoples. Vinal 7. In Hebrew poetry, those are not two separate problems. Political chaos is another kind of surf. Empires make noise like storms. Human history throws up waves. But God hushes both. An ancient Israelite would have heard something else here too. In the religions around Israel, especially in the texts found at Ugarit, Baal was praised as the storm god who defeated the sea and made the land fertile. Psalm 65 quietly takes that whole claim away and gives it to the Lord alone. He, not Baal, rules the waters. He, not chance, waters the earth. He, not the market, fills the granary. And the harvest imagery is exquisite. Israel had no Nile, it lived by rain from heaven. So when the psalm says, "The river of God is full of water," Vivana 9, it is not pointing to a local stream, but to God's inexhaustible store. He visits the earth, Pakad, attends to it personally. He softens furrows, settles ridges, blesses growth. Verse 11 is wonderfully earthy. Literally, God's cart tracks drip with abundance. Even the ruts left behind by his passing are rich. One more detail. God is girded with might, Vivana 6, and later, the hills gird themselves with joy, Vina 9-12. What God wears in power, creation wears in praise. We often separate forgiveness from the world of weather, soil, and society. Psalm 65 does not. The God who atones for sin is the God who heals creation. In Christ, that vision grows larger still. The one who forgives sins also stills the sea and promises the renewal of all things. Suggested cross-references, Hebrews 10:19-22, Mark 4:39-41, Isaiah 55:10-13, Romans 8:19-22, Colossians 1:19-20. Hymn suggestion, for the fruits of his creation. Prayer. Lord of Zion and Lord of the fields, quiet our noise, cover our sin, and draw us near. Still the seas within us and around us. Visit the dry places of our lives, and let even the worn tracks of our days overflow with your goodness. Through Christ our peace and our plenty. Amen.